Blog Talk Radio.
This is In a Sight Around the World, and if you call in, as a reminder, please turn down your radio, television, computer, and please don't be in a room where there's a lot of people babbling. You know, we appreciate that. You know, down through the ages, disabled people have always been abused. Reminds me, you go back to the 14th century with the Hunchback of Notre Dame abuse, and you go through the ages and you find that many disabled people have been victims of abuse more than the average person.
That's
you
right.
Know, of course, the blacks in the South, 20s, 30s, 40s, and so on. Horrible, horrible stuff that happened to those people. A form of abuse. But, you know, it was even worse if a black person was disabled.
Oh, yeah.
That made it worse. So now, even though we have so-called laws to protect us, how many times have we heard the story a person is disabled and they apply for disability and it takes them years and years and years.
We've got to cut back that voice.
Years and years and years to convince the government that they're disabled, even though the government knows they're disabled. Now, to me...
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a form of abuse. When we are denied something, even though it's supposed to be a law to protect you, of course, exclude the service dog situation, because that's absolutely horrible. Even though there's supposed to be a law to protect you, it's still a form of abuse when you are denied the basic needs that you need to function because you're a disabled person. That is abuse. You know, I don't see it any other way. And you know what should happen? You know, if finally the government or whoever is administrating the help decides that you need this particular thing or that you are indeed disabled, they should have to pay you a hefty sum of money for putting you through that.
Oh, yeah.
See? They get away with it.
I totally agree.
Yeah, think about it. They get away with that crap. They do it to you.
They so do.
Look what happened to our friend in Pennsylvania. We could cite case after case happening to this woman, Amy, now, who we had on the show. What, 6 years trying to get disability? And somebody finally took the right x-ray and realized, Richie told me the other day, that, oh, yes, she is disabled. After all those years.
That's horrible.
And what are they going to give her? A lousy few hundred dollars a month? I mean, they put her to holy hell. Just like they put Alicia.
Excuse me, we have to cut back the noise. You can't hear Frank.
Just like they put Alicia out in Pennsylvania through hell for 5 years, and they still haven't given her money. Some stupid rule over there in Pennsylvania. You know, I mean, all this mounts up to abuse of disabled people. It really does. I mean, if someone is disabled and they know it, and professional people, you know, doctors, that's what they go by, say it, why do they put you through all this crap? What the hell's the purpose? One person said to me, oh, they like to put you through that. They laugh at it. They think it's funny. One disabled person told me that. And you know what? I think she's right.
They do.
I think they enjoy it.
They love it.
Yeah. They damn ass enjoy it. You know? So we don't have enough protection. You know? We really don't. You know? I mean, It's just something that people get away with, abusing the disabled. You know, they announce it on the subway. It's a felony to assault a transit worker.
Yep.
7 years in jail automatically. That's the kind of thing we need. You know? Oh, yeah, you can. You know what it should be? Oh, yeah, you can. You can deny this person disability with, you know, with proof. But if you're wrong, your ass is going to jail. That's how it should be. That's how it should be.
Suzanne, we can't hear you.
And the person is going to be awarded, you know, X amount of money. A good sum of money.
I think you're right.
That's how
it
should be.
We can't hear you, Suzanne.
Because we're not protected.
I agree
Suzanne's
with you, Frank.
Suzanne's trying to answer, and we couldn't hear her. She was
I heard her. Outrageous. What we have to go through. And we've seen, and you know, have you noticed lately how the abuse has increased?
Since Trump came into office, unfortunately, there's more abuse everywhere.
Well, that could be possible, but I think it's above and beyond that. You know, the woman.
Give a crap about anyone.
Well, he's a businessman. I don't know. He might care about our idea. We have we haven't presented it to him. But you know, the woman in Michigan, with the respirator, Regina denied the guide dog. You denied the wheelchair. Me denied my dog's medical. How big is the list? And that's only a few people we know locally.
Right.
You know?
Frank, there are people that are being disabled every day. The last 3-4 days, people in the city are being stabbed and shot. Someone went through a crosswalk the other day, and they were hit by a car and got killed. You know, I mean.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
And the driver didn't stop. No, it's all over the news every single day.
Your moments change.
They can't do
second.
Anything about it because they won't do anything. It's not that they can't. They won't do anything about it.
Well, that's true, too. People are not protected. We're not protected enough. That's for damn sure. And like I've always said, I've said it a million times, these damn cars should not be allowed to go that fast.
Yes, that's true.
I don't
care
what nobody says. Only the emergency.
It should be an automatic stop.
Yeah, something.
Be an automatic stop.
Only the emergency
vehicles.
Even
with that, people are still getting hit because the drivers are hitting these people and dragging them and then taking off. Even if they do stop, they stop and then they start and then they go away.
Well, there's something new that I happen to really love, and I hope that it. You know, they put them in every single car. They have these automatic, they stop. You know, the vehicles just have these sensors all around them. And if you're not paying attention, a driver's not paying attention, or they're, you know, not doing something properly, it stops.
Well, where are they?
You know,
that's in the $60,000 cars and above. They're not in the
vehicles.
And the thing is, it'll stop momentarily, but then it lets you go again.
There's the money.
It does, it does let you go, but it's like it's in driving action. It'll stop completely. It'll do a complete
moment,
stop,
like
Joe.
Like I said, momentarily, and then it lets you go again. So
it does,
just what happened. Just what happened the other day where this person got hit in a crosswalk, the car stopped when they hit the person in the crosswalk, then they took off again and dragged the person a little bit and kept on going.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing
you
stopping
need,
it.
You definitely need more protection.
Yeah.
No doubt about it, you know. But this abuse of people.
And the stabbings and the shootings lately everywhere in the city, it's like elderly people being mugged and stabbed in their apartment building. I mean, come on.
Oh, I heard that recently a lot.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
We're not protected enough. Where's the protection in these buildings?
86-year-old people, 80-something-year-old people, 90-year-old people are being mugged in their apartment buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not brought in the elevator, and then they bring them straight into their apartments. Yep. I've heard that a lot.
So they're disabled.
Yeah.
If they weren't before, they are now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't the agencies do something to protect these people?
Yeah, right.
There's the other
thing.
You know, where the hell is the agency for the aged, the aging, and the senior,
Department of
the
aging.
Senior citizens, people? Why don't they do something?
They will come out when there's a complaint.
Yeah, right.
You know?
They don't do anything.
So, if the agencies don't care and the people that are supposed to care and be there, the politicians say, why should we do anything?
Excuse me, we've got to control that noise a little bit.
Anyway, if anybody wants to call in, we'd like to hear your comments on this, how disabled people are abused. 213-816-1650. And thousands of people all over this country are abused living in this assistant living programs all over this country. You know, where not only do they abuse you physically by giving you horrible food, they take all your money. You got to pay for the abuse in those places.
Yeah, which is horrible.
You got to pay to be abused, world.
Yeah.
Inner Sight demands an end to it. Change the system.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the problem is that these other agencies don't stand up and demand an end to it. They keep reinforcing the system. And that's why it keeps going on.
Correct.
Well, you won't hear that from us.
Yeah.
We believe strongly that this system needs to change drastically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and protect people and give us more of a chance to live our lives.
Well, like I've said before, if we could get the government to change their rule book, quote unquote. Because they're the ones that set all the rules for all the agencies to be guarded by. If we can get them to change their rule book from the 1800s to modern, to the 21st century, and make them understand that the disabled person as a whole can do things and are real people, and they shouldn't be locked up in shelters or their homes or nursing homes, they're like everybody else, but they just need the services and the some assistance along the way. If we could get that changed, and we could abolish the ADA and make every law that's on the book accessible and acquainted to everybody.
That would help.
To make everybody equal.
Yeah, certainly would.
Then, and only then, will we have the equality that we need. With the ADA and the government the way it is, no matter how much we push, no matter what we get, even if we get the debit card system right now, they're still going to tell us what we could do with it. But if we could abolish the ADA and make sure that every law on the book conforms to everybody equally, then we could do what we need to do.
Right.
Until then,
yeah.
It's going to be the same old crap every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me recognize some people who help us, and then when I come back, I want to talk about why this abuse goes on, you know.
Uh-huh.
Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, AkitaRescue.org. And that's Tom's River, New Jersey. If you want to adopt an Akita, give them a call, 609-388-7004. Big East, AkitaRescue.org. And if you need a lawyer, Touro Law School is a good place to call. Right here in Islip, New York. 631-761-7000, Touro Law School. And I want to thank my attorney who saw me through all this whole thing, stood by me, Ave Maria Thompson. Great, great lady and a beautiful person from Touro Law School. All right, around the world we go. Inner Sight, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, Nursing Home Transitional Program, political information, equipment that you may be able to borrow. And for more information on that, give them a call, 631-880-7929, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And if you need insurance, we recommend SuttonInsurance.com. That's their website, SuttonInsurance.com. Give them a call. So let's see. Everybody, it's one time or another. Need something in writing, print, we got the good place for you. Good Mojo Printers, right here in Islip, New York. Good Mojo. Check them out. Say hello to Crystal over there for us, who gave us our printing last summer for the service dog wedding. We appreciate that. Good Mojo. Go with Good Mojo. 631-666-1010. On Good Mojo. And a special message from Inner Sight. The children of the world, all of them, watch over them, protect them, give them a chance to live. Make sure they're not abused. You know, that's a big problem. That's a special message from Inner Sight. And please remember Corey Foster and Avanti Oquindo, two youngsters who should have been protected a lot more than they were. Around the world, Inner Sight. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, call Mr. Anthony Kennedy at Kennedy Realty. A man who really knows his business. Kennedy Realty has been in business for many, many years. Knows his way around the real estate world. His phone number is 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. A good friend of Inner Sight. Check him out, and we thank him. Let's see. Oh, we have, if you need one, an ADA lawyer for you. Service dog discrimination, housing specialist, employment problems, James Bahamonde. Give Jimmy a call. 516-783-9662, James Bahamundi. All right, so there you go. And let's see, we go around the world with Able News. And,
you forgot your puppy.
There's the Sioux.
Oh, well, let's do Bear first. You want to do Bear?
Uh-huh.
Bear, Big East Akita Rescue.
I did that first.
No, you didn't.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
I didn't hear you do it.
Well, maybe you're not hearing right. Big East Akita Rescue. I did that for. That was the first one I did.
Suzanne,
okay.
Didn't hear it either.
All right,
do
here we go.
Able News.
I'll do Able News. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 27 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
I have a
919 New York, Inner Sight. You want to call in 213-816-1650. Talking about abuse tonight of the disabled. Anybody sign the petition?
That's right. I have a number. 75,039.
Oh, it went up a few.
Yep.
All right. That always helps. We're creeping up there, world. Yeah, I want 80,000 before Christmas. Come on. Get those names in there. Stop the abuse of people.
And we have Charlie on hold.
Oh, all right. So let's take a phone call from Charlie. Inner Sight.
You're live.
How you doing tonight?
Hey.
Good, good. How are you?
Top abuse is horrible for anybody.
Well, Charlie, we can't... You're breaking up.
Oh. Abuse is terrible for anybody, especially people disabled, especially children. It's horrible out there. It's getting worse and worse with abuse. Different levels,
yeah,
different kinds. It's terrible. I mean,
it's even worse when you're disabled because you're more vulnerable, you know?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie, do you have a TV or a radio on in the background?
Very low. I lowered it to the bottom here.
We can hear it. It's covering you up. You're breaking
up. It's all completely now. No, but this is a tough topic to talk about, but it's just terrible, really. It's in many levels of different kinds of abuse, but just... There was a case, where did I hear it? I think an aide or a nurse stole somebody's life savings. They had all the money in the house, in an apartment in the Bronx, I think I heard. I heard this morning on the radio. It was terrible.
Hmm.
It's just, I can't figure out how anybody feel evil and want to hurt somebody like that. I just can't figure.
Hope they got her.
Yeah, I think they did, actually. But the point is, not only that, but in general, just physical abuse, mental abuse, all kinds of abuse there is out there. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It is.
Other kinds I don't want to say, talk about, but just...
It's very, very upsetting.
And now with able-bodied people, all these senators and the Hollywood people have come out left and right, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I was watching to see my mom before, and I didn't test to her. Never heard this years ago. She says, no, and it's true. I mean, he's always been around, not this level, though. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was just... And the older people, too. It's like 89-year-old women getting, I don't even term, but raped or whatever in apartments and in elevators. It's terrible. Whoever would think of this? And children, too. It's crazy.
And I hate to tell you this, but this wasn't happening before Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it happened for years under Trump, I don't think, but...
No, it was not happening to the extreme that it's happening before he came in.
No, he hasn't done anything, but who knows? Just take it away, it's terrible. Even out here, these young teenagers getting killed and murdered for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to keep people out of the country that belong here. But the people that are here that are causing all the crap, he won't get rid of.
That's true.
Well,
that's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, these are weird times.
There have been more shootings, stabbings, massacres, and everything since Trump came into office than we've seen in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
That's sad.
And he's got too much money, so they won't impeach him.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, if it's some criminal, they'll impeach him, but who knows?
Yeah, well, how are they going to impeach him if he keeps firing everybody?
Well, the country justice
nobody
both
around
sides
to beat
are
him.
Guilty of it. There's no more investigations, FBI, it's all politics, both sides, Republican and Democrat.
Well, he's blaming the FBI for everything.
No, no, I'm saying is years ago, you had an investigation. It was a true investigation. It wasn't politics. Now, if you're a Democrat and you have a Democratic Department of Justice, no way you're getting in trouble. Vice versa, Republicans. It's everything is too politicized. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You almost have an intelligent conversation. I was yelling, calling me names. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The country's much too divided, and that's not good.
Man, I have one comment. I have one comment for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. You're fired.
You're fired. You're fired.
There you go. How did
yeah.
I know that was coming on? His own phrase.
It didn't want to go.
I submit that when it comes to the disabled, the reasons that we have to go through this abuse is because the agencies, including Adult Protective Services and Child Protective Services, do not do anything to stop the abuse or to help.
They do it after the fact. And then if they do it...
They don't even do it after the fact many times.
No, they don't. No.
Because, you know why? Because they have to investigate.
They don't even.
Yeah, but I'm talking about simple things.
Yeah,
where you don't have to investigate.
Every report they get, they have to send someone out and investigate. And they have to investigate 2, 3, 4 times before they do anything. So by the time they do, that's part of the abuse.
That is.
You know. You don't have to investigate when somebody's disabled and they're denied a wheelchair, you know, and you know that they're disabled and they need it, or a service dog, or somebody's living in this business with assisted living and they're taking all their money and giving them crap food and all that.
What to investigate?
They're doing it to thousands and millions of people.
Look what happened to Suzanne. They came to investigate because they thought she wasn't getting enough food.
Yeah, but yet they won't help her now.
No. And she was cut off Meals on Wheels. So she can't get the food she needs.
That's right. It keeps
going. They didn't do anything about that, did they?
No,
they didn't. She has to fend for herself.
The agencies contribute to the abuse because they do nothing about it.
That's what I said before, Frank. The only way, and I'll keep repeating it, I don't care how many times on how many shows, we've got to change the way they perceive us. They've got to get rid of that mentality from the 1800s. We've got to lose the ADA. We've got to get all the laws changed to include everybody. Once we do that...
Well, I don't know if you have to do all that.
Once we get the debit card system, we'll be okay.
You got to appeal to the commander-in-chief, who's a businessman, if you can get to him, how the government could save billions and billions of dollars. If he's a true businessman, he'll go for it.
He'll listen.
You know? That's what needs to be done. Let the agencies, give the agencies the authority to do a job, to raise the money. I don't give a damn what they think of us, as long as they do the job. You're never going to change the way people think.
That's true.
That's crazy. You're never going to do that. People are going to think what they're going to think no matter what. But
that's true.
What do we care? If we got the money in the account for what we need, I don't give a damn what they think of me. I really don't. The hell what they think of me. Put the damn money in there and so I can get what I need to function as a person.
That's true.
You know?
Well, that's not going to change until the government changes the way they perceive us.
Well, they have to see it as a business thing. To them, it's a business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the way to save money is to let other people take it over and raise it.
Well, if the government sees this as a business, they've been bankrupt for how many years, do they say now? I mean, they would be shut down. If it was any other business, they would have been shut down already for about 20, 30 years.
Well, that's why we want to help them.
Yeah.
With this idea, we can help them. Let the agency start raising the money. Even if they raise half the money.
Yeah.
That's half the government doesn't have to put in.
The government keeps trying to reestablish a new budget. And every time they try to settle a new budget, they fight between sides and they don't match up. And the government closes for a couple of days. And once the government closes for a few days, everyone gets petrified, so they settle something to make it work for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then they blame us, and they cut money from the disabled.
Yep.
That's
what they do.
That's the way you run business? I can run business better than that.
I can run business.
It's going to keep on happening.
Eyes closed. No joking.
Yeah. Until they see the real truth, it's going to keep on happening that way.
Hey, there's one little example. There's a bus company here in school bus company here in Suffolk County that has been fighting with the union. The union and the bus company has been fighting for a month now. Kids can't get to school here in parts of Suffolk and Nassau County. It's a well-known school bus company, not the one that we know. But it's on the news every day because the union is asking for one thing, the bus company is asking for something else, and there are all these children basically right now in Nassau County in about 7 or 8 school districts that are not getting to school. And you know what? I praise the school districts because about 5 of them now have taken it on themselves to get different bus companies to transport the kids.
It's settled now because of that reason.
Yeah.
Rockville Center, I think, they fired them. They settled right away.
No, that's what I say. The school districts took on different companies to transport the kids. They didn't fire the other company because they can't, but the other company is still on strike. They went forward and they asked other companies if they would provide the service during the strike.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What happened was Rockville Center and another district terminated the contract with Bauman, and right after that they settled it. It's over.
There you go.
Because they're scared of losing more contracts.
Kudos to them. Kudos
to
Rockville
Center has a different company now. I think I'm not sure about that. They bought one. What happened was, I'm assuming there was an out in the contract saying if there's a strike for X amount of days, you could just void the contract, I guess. But they sold it.
There you go.
Five or six different school districts that are still not providing transportation.
Oh, now.
That's crazy.
Tomorrow, the world back normally. They sell it to them after that happens.
Wow.
I don't know what details of the contract were, but they sold it. I'm assuming the union, of course, Bauman's probably scared of losing more contracts, so they vacated. But who knows? They weren't settled.
But
the unions are usually pretty good.
But this is another one of those examples of a company taking over multiple companies. One of the companies that they took over was a friend of mine in Melville. A friend of mine worked there for 40 years, and that company was taken over by Bauman. It was a company called.
Well, how about the you talk about schools? How about the abuse of the school the other day that somebody told me about it? Wouldn't let a child in who had autism. With their service dog.
That's stupid.
Yeah. I heard that.
We went through that already.
Yeah.
So there's abuse that these schools can't afford to talk.
That's right.
They're guilty of plenty of abuse over the years.
That's right.
You know? Plenty of it.
Yeah.
Some of it to our own advocates.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had to be our own advocates.
There's all kinds of abuse, and the agencies stand by and let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't do a thing about it.
The only reason I brought up that bus company is this. I guarantee you that there's at least 10 to 20% of those kids that are disabled that travel with, quote-unquote, special transportation on those buses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Hey, let's see. We're on television Friday night, 8 o'clock. Channel 115, Inner Sight, Friday nights, 8 o'clock, 115. And you can catch us late night now. What is it, 12:30?
12:30 a.m. Wednesdays on 20.
A.m. Wednesday, okay. 12:30 a.m. Wednesday. Channel 20.
Tuesday late night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tuesday late night.
It's actually Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
Yeah, 12:30. And Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, 1997. And Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So that's the Inner Sight television schedule. And here, if you want to call in, we're talking about abuse tonight of the disabled. There's all kinds, all forms. 213-816-1650 right here on Inner Sight. How are we doing with the lines? Anything?
Nothing.
All right.
No,
quiet night. Holidays coming up. Everybody's getting ready for the big day, I guess.
We had our friend Anthony listening at the beginning of the show, but he hung up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like a victim of abuse.
Oh yeah.
You know, I have to move against my will. I'm not going to talk about any details of my new place, but I'm not happy with it.
Right.
As I should be. You know, I didn't want to move. I've been here for many, many years. And I will say one thing. The people involved are trying to get, and I don't know the status of this, but I'll find out. Trying to get the Section 8 to pay my current landlord the October portion of their part of the rent, and I hope they get it because I don't want it to go to this. I don't want it to go to this old establishment over here.
Well,
so
that's good.
Trying to put that through, and it looks like it's going to go through. Instead of coming over here, because she doesn't deserve it.
The one thing you have in your favor is your new landlord, you say, happens to know who you are and appreciates what you do. So it's sort of a step in the right direction. Maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's just hard to move. It's a difficult thing. And,
yeah. Well, it's the third time you're moving since I know you.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Yeah.
But we'll get through it.
That's messed up.
We'll get through it.
Well, the last time I had to shoot out your landlord to get you in the place that you were at.
Yeah. But, you know, it's really incredible how many, I wonder how many people, and I want to go back to this, how many people currently who are disabled are trying to get disability and are disabled, and the government knows it, you know, and yet they're putting them through holy hell for years. Court,
yep.
You know, lawyers, they got to, and then part of that money that they're going to get goes to the lawyer. Now, there's a form of abuse. They shouldn't have to pay that lawyer.
Well, there are those, Frank, the thing is, there are those attorneys that work specifically on Social Security disability benefits, and they're allowed, unfortunately, to get a percentage of what money you get.
Yeah, but they should not be allowed to take that money from a disabled person.
What do you think when I went for my neighbor?
Yeah, but you're not a lawyer.
Yeah,
it's different.
No, but still, they didn't know who I was. I said I said I was their advocate. And the first question that came out of this one's mouth is, "Are you being paid for this?" I said, "Are you out of your cotton picking mind?" I said, I came here to do this to help them. You think I'm going to get paid for doing this crap?"
Well, why would they say that to you if they allow people to get paid for it? It doesn't make any sense.
Because there are
advocates.
There are attorneys that are specific attorney advocates that do get paid, and it's disclosed immediately that they get a portion of your first check.
Yeah.
Correct.
But the government should pay that. The agency should pay that. Not
correct.
The disabled person. So here you're going through all this abuse to prove that you're disabled, and on top of that, you got to pay for it? Hell no. They should get rid of that immediately.
It, so if you don't want to pay it, you don't use them.
Yeah, but the lawyer has to make a living if he, you know.
Yeah, but not like that. Come on. No. Yeah, the lawyer has to make a living, but the money shouldn't come from the person. It should come from the court or the agency. Not from the person's check. Come on. I'm totally against that.
I agree with you, Williams. Yeah.
Our advocate in Pennsylvania went through it. You know, the money came right off the top. The lawyer got paid, and she still hasn't got her money.
Yeah.
Now, what the hell kind of crap is that? Where's the equality? If the lawyer can get paid, why didn't she get her money?
Yeah. Right. Hey, Frank, we have Regina holding.
Ah, man. That's a form of abuse. You know, you see so many of these stupid rules and things that we have to go through. People don't realize it. People accept it. It's abuse. Don't accept it.
That's right.
Cry it out.
That's
as abuse.
You have the choice not to use those attorneys.
Well, I don't care if you use an attorney or not. They should. Your money should not be given. You know,
that's
your money.
You have a choice. You have a choice not to use those attorneys. You can use someone else that doesn't take it off your check.
Wait a minute. You mean there are other lawyers that you can get?
Hell, probably, yeah. These attorney advocates that come on TV, with these ads. I mean, they're putting out these $1 million ads, and they're saying, and they're coming on with their friendly attitude. Oh, if you need your benefits or you lost your benefits, we can help you, and blah 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 blah. But on top of that, they do say, if we get results, there is a portion.
Yeah, but where's the lawyers you don't have to pay?
Well, it's probably people like Jim and some other people that, a tour or a school and places like that. Maybe they won't charge.
I don't know. Then why would you go to somebody that's going to take your money, if that's true?
You don't have to. These people are advertising to get your money.
I don't know. I don't know that that's true, that lawyers take cases like that without getting, I don't know, there might be, but I'm not sure. But anyway, that's good if there is. But still, these other people should not, I'm not saying they shouldn't get paid. I'm saying they shouldn't get paid from the disabled person.
Right, exactly.
We're paying the,
they have a right to get paid. But the agencies should pay them.
Yep. Frank, I don't know if you heard me. We have Regina.
Yeah, I heard you. All right, let's take another phone call.
I'm going to put you on the side, Charlie.
Inner Sight Live. Thank you, Charlie.
Take care, Charlie.
Inner Sight, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
What's the topic today? Came in late.
Abuse.
Abuse.
Have you been abused?
Through the system, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, we're all abused.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't even rectify it.
No. Of course they don't. And let me ask you something. How much is the guide dog school that denied you, how much are they going to give you for the abuse they put you through?
Nothing.
Nothing. There's the answer, world.
Don't let me say what they're going to give her.
There it is, world.
Yeah, you get a 3-week education, a couple meals, then you go home with no dogs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they get all the money.
And I don't know when I got to get. Why are you getting educated if you don't have a dog?
Yeah.
Strange.
Absolutely outrageous.
Hey, can I change the subject for a second?
Yeah, sure.
On a lighter note, did anybody ever watch Mighty Mouse back in the day?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, no, not me.
I just watched it on YouTube. It's funny, the old cartoons, old vintage.
Huh.
But what you're talking about, that's been going on ever since. It's a long time everybody's complaining about it.
And I bet you see a lot of it in that place where you live.
Not as bad as I've seen in other places. But yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, places abuse enough.
Some are worse than others.
The food is disgusting. I can't
the
even.
The food is abusive.
The neglect.
They don't like the word neglect.
The building itself is abusive.
But some of these people accept it. Some people accept it. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
sure, because
you have to accept
they don't know
it
what to do.
You have nowhere to go.
Yeah. And they don't know what to do. They have nowhere to go. They're afraid. They have nobody to help them. You know?
Yeah.
You're sitting in a room that leaks every time it rains, and you can't go anywhere.
And the site doesn't have the money to help them. Believe me, if we did, they'd be out of there.
Mm.
Only they wanted to be.
Someone just passed away over here that was young. Don't know why.
What happened?
From the mold.
Some woman passed away that was young here.
Aww.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. Her name was Karen. No.
Probably from the mold.
I don't know
how
what
old
happened.
Was she?
Could be.
50.
50?
Yeah, young girl.
The mold and the toxins in the building.
don't even let me get started. I'm going to be 50 at the end of this year.
Was she sick?
It could be for many. I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't know her that well. They don't give you that information anyway.
They don't want you to know.
Yeah, they don't want you to know.
They don't want you to know the truth.
And I bet you, when did she pass?
A couple of days ago.
By Monday, they'll have that room filled again.
Oh, they will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So by Monday, they'll have the room filled. He said that they will have
Oh, yeah, filled. Of course. In and out.
And
yeah,
they
for that money.
And there'll be nothing done. There'll be nothing clean, nothing fixed.
You're making me gross out.
I can tell you, you can have cold dinners. Sometimes they run out. That's why I call it neglect. And you know, you're lucky once in a while. And then they have the cafe you can buy from, which is all microwave. So that's a racket.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With a little bit of stipend they have to live on.
You got people yelling in the background. They keep making you cut out.
Yeah, I'm in the lobby. That's why. It's the med tech. Yeah. Dealing with the patients. Yeah, it's hard to get
That's away. Probably the best place in the area.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have good heat in there?
Feeling.
What?
Good heat. Do you have good heat?
Yeah, too much.
Too hot. Until it gets really cold, then they'll turn it off.
Yeah, that's true.
No. That they have.
Let me ask you something.
Oh, really?
Can you open the window in your room?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
If your roommate wants to.
That's another story.
Yeah, you're dealing with a whole bunch of different things. It's a shame.
Yeah.
I've been asking for the nursing home transition diversion. She goes, oh, you're so impatient. I said, I'm here 8 months. Somebody just got it that was here for 7 months. Excuses.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it is an excuse.
Well, tell them you don't get it, you're going to call the newspapers.
There you go.
Tell them if you don't get it, you're going to call us.
I should have got it from the other place because my friend got it. But instead, they put me in the assisted living. You should have got the nursing home transition. That was wrong. Some of the social workers do not help patients. And if you don't know about it, you know, you might have heard about it, but it doesn't mean you know about it.
Right.
Now, Virginia, you tell them if you don't get it, you're going to call us. They'll be more afraid of us.
Yeah, tell them you're going to...
We're worse than the media.
Yeah.
Because we'll go national with it. We don't care.
Yeah. Right.
Tomorrow night we got the Follies. Don't forget
the AP.
Oh yeah.
Don't forget the
Follies
tomorrow night.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Frank has a few good friends at the Associated Press. We'll bless
you. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, 950 here in New York, around the world, and abuse of the disabled, I believe in the last 10 years or so, has increased.
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting worse.
Do you guys remember about 20 years ago, in the nursing homes, and Constellation was one of them, a Catholic one, they had a problem. It was a big news on Channel 12 back in the late 90s. You know, so there's been a lot more now alone, and more so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Elderly and disabled, yeah.
Well, the problem is in the nursing homes, they don't give a crap about how they treat you.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
You can rot, and they don't care.
You know.
The truth.
I could keep telling the stories about the 6 weeks when I was in the nursing home, and I was only in there because I needed intravenous medication once a day, and I got a little sicker towards the end, but the stories I could tell about those 6 weeks being in that place where they were supposed to be treating me properly. Oh.
Wow.
A lot of abuse in those places.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And
I've been in and out of nursing homes because of just different health issues. And
I saw it,
believe
they were
me,
doing to all the people I was with.
Yeah.
I swore I would never
want to be in one.
This place had two floors, the building I was in, and the dining room and all-purpose room and all that other bullcrap was on the lower level. An hour before lunch, anyone that was in a wheelchair, they roll out into the hallway, line them up to go down the elevator, and they just leave them there.
Oh, yeah.
Line them up.
That's about right.
They leave them outside the elevator for an hour until it was time to take them downstairs, and then they'd bring one or two in at a time.
That's abuse.
As many as they could fit in the elevator. And I used to say to them, I said, what the hell are you doing this for? I said, you've got enough aides here. You know, why line people up in the hallway like they're imbeciles?
Why not just, when
it's time, like around 11:30, why don't the aides just come, take each person, maybe one, two at a time, bring them down the elevator, bring them into the dining room, situate them, and let them be in an area where they could be with everybody, and maybe some want to talk to each other, maybe some don't, but at least they'll be around other people, and they won't be lined up in the hallway waiting to go down a damn elevator.
Well, you know where they got that from? That's the concentration camp mentality.
You know what I used to do? I used to be able to go down myself, right, when it was time. Mm-hmm. I would go in the elevator. I knew where the hold button was, you know, to lock the elevator door open. I'd go in. I said, anyone want to come in? that can roll themselves in. I said, anyone want to come in? Come on. They roll themselves in, you know, back themselves in, get two or three people in the elevator, and we go down. They all say, oh, thank you.
You'd be the
staff used to hate me. Because
that for that,
be
yeah, of course.
I used to let people be independent like me.
Yeah, they don't like that, which is
you
wrong.
You interfered with their abuse. That's why.
That's why. Well, let me tell you, they'll
the
be, you know, very upset with you.
But the people I would help, oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
so kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, these were not people that were so disabled that they couldn't think on their own. They happened to be wheelchairs. But they
not
had
only that,
brains.
People are looking online for where to place mom, and those sites are showing places like one I'm in, and I'm saying, well, just because online it looks so nice, you got
to
check
it
out and everything.
Mom?
Yeah, a place for mom, you know.
How
like
about our own
food.
House?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that
these
would be
these are
nice.
People that can't live by themselves anymore, Frank.
Yeah.
Horrible.
But,
yeah.
you know, it, they don't check it in and out.
I don't understand why they don't keep everybody at home and just
I
give
recently,
us hours.
Excuse me, I recently heard a story, I think I told, might have mentioned last night, a woman on hospice. Who, you know, they wouldn't give her an aide because they said, oh, what does she need it for? She's dying anyway.
Oh,
oh my God.
Disgusting.
Somebody, another disabled person told me about that, a friend of hers.
That's
who passed away, you know, on hospice. And they just
mm-hmm.
left her there. They wouldn't even send in an aide to help her.
Yes, they let it.
Yeah, that's all disgusting.
Disgusting. All of
yeah,
these.
It is disgusting.
That's the word. That's the word, yeah.
Yeah.
Got the right
yeah.
word.
Yeah, it's just horrible. And you can't depend on these agencies that are supposed to help you and protect you.
No.
You can't depend on them.
Not unless you get lucky once in a while.
They come up with these excuses. You know? And you know what? To them, let's say protective services, to them it's not abuse.
Oh,
they don't interpret
that.
It as abuse.
They even
so
put
that's
you
why
in
nothing
those places.
Done about it.
Oh, forget it, they'll protect services. They're the first ones to put you in these places.
Oh,
and
yes, they are.
Yeah, so
because
they're protecting you.
Yeah, they think they are. Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of
you. That's a good word, think.
They're enforcing... They're enforcing the abuse when they do
yeah,
it.
They certainly are.
One time I called them looking for help because of my son's issue, and it turned on me. That's kind of how I ended
right.
up in that nursing home. I said, that's not protecting me and my kid.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's the system world that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
I hope you never do have to deal with it out there. You know, but if you live
long
enough.
I never call them.
If you live long enough, you're going to be one of us. So,
unfortunately, yes.
Help us do something about it.
Yeah.
You know, sign our petition.
Yes.
Give us the debit card system that we want.
Please control the noise.
That's
so we don't
also child protective services. Sometimes they think they know what they're doing, but not all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
They don't
they
know enough.
No, they don't. Rush them out of families where it's not right. You know, they're just as bad as adult protective services. Same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
They should be helping the people. This is what I believe because I was a foster parent. You take a child out of their home environment, and that's all they knew and grew up. Try to work with that family. You know, get in therapy. Come check them at their own home every month or something. Don't just take them out and put them in another home.
Yeah.
To me, it's what some people could have been saved, families, is what
it's
I'm saying.
It's all about money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be with you tomorrow night with the funnies. Inner Sight, I want to thank all our callers. Engineer Big Joe, Suzanne, co-host.
You're welcome.
On the Blog Talk Radio, and tomorrow night, the Follies, the philosopher on the $255 funeral.
It'll be our last. It'll be our last show for a week.
Yeah, we're gonna go and take a break.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Touch Mighty Mouse.
Inner sight means freedom.
Yeah, right.
Advocates for the disabled. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Take care.